Let's review Shabbos Taf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Nachri Shabbalich Bos. If a guy is about to extinguish a flame, we have no responsibility to stop him, but we do have to stop a child from doing melacha because Shvi Saso Alav. We're responsible to see to it that our children don't do any melacha. Although this cannot be proven from our mission, Rabbi Ami holds that somebody can announce within earshot of non-Jews, Kala Mechaba Eino Mafsid. Anybody who extinguishes will not lose, meaning he won't be wasting his time because he's going to be rewarded. When Yosef ben Simai stopped Gentiles from putting out the fire in his home on Shabbos, even though he merited a miracle that rain came and put out the fire, the Chum told them that he could have allowed them to put the fire out. From the fact that we do have to stop a child from extinguishing the fire, the Gemara initially thinks that Sham Mina Katan Ochel Nevelos Bezin Mitzuvin Lalav Lafrisha. Ain Bezin Mitzuvin Lalav Lafrisha. From the fact that we do have to stop him, is that Bezin Mitzuvin Lalav Lafrisha, that we see from our Mishnah that we have a responsibility to stop a child from violating Yisurim. The Gemara rejects the proof from our Mishnah because our Mishnah may only be talking about a case of Katan Osel Adasav, if the child is doing the Malacha to please his father. If, however, a child were doing an Avera for his own benefit, like a child who eats Nevela, we would have no responsibility whatsoever to stop him. The next Mishnah teaches that you can cover three things with a pottery bowl: a fire to prevent it from spreading to the overhead beams, tsoa shel katan, a child's excrement, and akrav shelo tishach, a scorpion to prevent it from biting. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did not allow covering the scorpion since it's a violation of trapping on Shabbos. Rabbi Yavin initially taught the second case of the Mishnah to be referring to human excrement of a child that has to be covered to prevent the child from touching it. But after being insulted by Rabbi Yavin not offering him a chair to sit on, Rabbi Chanan bar Rava criticized this explanation harshly. Avin shatya masni shtusel b'nei. Avin, the fool, is teaching foolish things to his son. Since excrement isn't muktza, it can even be moved directly. Instead, Rabbi Chanan suggests it's speaking of tsoa shel tarnegolim mipnei katan, the excrement of chickens in a garbage dump in a chatzer where a child has access to it, but it cannot be removed directly like a graf shel rei, a utensil that holds excrement, since it isn't repulsing anybody because it's in the garbage. Since the Mishnah mentioned covering a scorpion to prevent it from biting, the Gemara makes several points about killing dangerous creatures on Shabbos. Amru B'shur B'levi, Kala Mazik Ne'eragin B'Shabbos. B'shur B'levi holds you can kill any dangerous creature on Shabbos. Rav Yosef explains that since we have an authoritative brisa that only permits killing five specific creatures, Rav B'shur B'levi must have been talking about a case where the dangerous creatures are actively chasing somebody and can therefore be killed for Pikuach Nefesh to save a life. A brisa taught, Ha'horeg Nechash Ma'akrab B'Shabbos, Ein Ruach Hasidim Noche Emenu. Pious people aren't pleased with people who kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. This attitude seems to be in line with Rav Huna, who criticized somebody for killing bees on Shabbos. However, Osan Chasidim Ein Ruach Chacham Noche Mehem. The rabbis aren't pleased with those Chasidim for being so strict. Another brisa teaches that if you see a snake and kill it, Hashem put it there to give you the zuchos to kill it. If it hisses and you didn't kill it, Hashem is sending a message that you should have died, that you should have died from that snake, but were spared. The daf concludes with a story told by Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, and some things we can learn from it. Pam achas nafal echad bebeis hamedrash. A snake fell into the beis hamedrash, and Rabbi said about the Jew who killed it, pagabo kayotzebo. The snake was killed by somebody just like it. The Gemara tries to prove that Rebbe meant this as a compliment, since Rabbi Yanai held its mutter to kill wasps, snakes, and scorpions on Shabbos. The Gemara rejects the proof, since Rabbi Yanai may only have permitted killing these creatures lefitumo, if you happen to step on them while walking, but not to go out of your way to try and kill them. Once we mention the story of Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, we mention three other things that he said. Number one, Pemuto shel beis Rebbe mutl tatlum b'Shabbos. Small candelabras of Rebbe's house can be moved on Shabbos. Number two, Kronos shel beis Rebbe mutl tatlum b'Shabbos. The wagons of Rebbe's house can be moved on Shabbos. And number three, Hitalem Rabbi Chanina the beis Rebbe lishlos yayin b'Kronos shel nachri b'chas mechad. Rabbi Chanina allowed Rebbe's household to drink wine that was transported by non-Jews, even though there was only one seal on it. But we aren't sure if he would have permitted this, even in case where the delivery wasn't to the Nasi's house. That's the basic Chazara of Shabbos Tav Kuf Chaf Aleph.